The book of James is a small book in the New Testament, just 5 chapters. I recommend it to your reading. And your bulletin says that I'm just going to use 2 verses from it, but I'm starting at verse 13 in chapter 5. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. So prayers can even stop rain and make it come again, if you are as righteous as Elijah. Why pray? Why pray? Does prayer work? I believe prayer works. I believe miracles still happen. And some of you are absolutely shaking your heads. Jeff, I think I'm going to need a microphone, because I think there are a couple people that really want to respond to that question. And we didn't plan this except for Gloria. Does prayer work? I believe it does. I wouldn't pray if I didn't think it worked. Although, you know, the scripture tells us to pray in so very many places. Prayer is mentioned hundreds of times. That would be good enough reason to pray just because God said we should. But maybe we need some evidence. Gloria? Does prayer work?
Yes.
I think it's on. And Jeff nodded, so just talk right into it.
Okay. Yes, I just believe with all my heart that prayer works. I've experienced it lately in a most awesome way. Since Terry and I had our automobile accident, about 3 weeks ago, I know that by coming to our Bible studies on Tuesday night, we've prayed. Terry and I have received numerous cards where people have told us that we are in their thoughts and prayers. And I can feel that. And Terry is the same way. You just have a special feeling of strength. Strength that you kind of wonder, okay, where is this coming from? You know, and I just, you know, when you stop and think, okay, we are being prayed for and we can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an undergirding, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've experienced it before, but right now, this is, you know, just been a very, very special time for us.
It's still carrying you through now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I saw some heads nodding, especially Tiana's. Do you want to talk? Yep, she says yes. Okay. Have you experienced prayer working, Tiana? Yeah? Okay. Carl, I have no idea what's going to come out of Tiana's mouth either. When have you experienced? Okay, she just mouthed at me. I don't know what to say. Now, you were nodding your head like you have experienced the power of prayer. So why don't you tell us when that's happened?
Last November, when I had nowhere to go, I called Jim, and Jim put Mom in a chair after she had surgery. He came straight to Belleville after he told Melinda not to go anywhere.
Hold it closer to your mouth, honey. No, hold it. You want me to tell your story? She's telling the story of what happened a year ago, November.
It'll be 2 years this November.
A year and a half ago, Tiana was in a desperate situation. She was in danger. She was 10 years old, and she had nowhere to go, but she had to get out of her house. And she called Jim. And Melinda just had surgery, and
again.
So she couldn't go with him, but Jim went to get Tiana. Okay. So how was that an answer to prayer? She said, I have the family I never had before. I have a family that loves me. And I had prayed to God for that. I had prayed to be rescued. And God rescued me. Does prayer work? Anybody else?
So a couple years ago, my mom was told that two of my younger brothers were supposed to be miscarriages. And we had been praying that that the doctor was telling us wrong, and that they were going to be born and they were going to be healthy. And so after a couple months of praying, the doctor had said that they weren't miscarriages and that they were going to be born.
Are they twins?
No.
Each of them separately, mm-hmm. You prayed for that they would be born and that they would be healthy and that they wouldn't die.
Yep.
Even though the doctor said they were going to.
Yep.
Yeah. How much younger than you are they?
My one brother is 2 years younger than me, and then my other brother is 4 years younger than me.
Okay. And you remember praying when you were 4 years old. That's how powerful prayer is. Anybody else want to talk about the power of prayer in their lives? How prayer works? Millie. It's okay for people to know that. She just whispered to me, I've been wanting to do this for a long time, if I can. How many of you feel like you would love to say something, but you don't think you could? Yeah.
Don't build it up. 35 years ago, I lost my husband. Many of you knew Bill. If it hadn't been for my faith in God and my beliefs, I wouldn't be here today. It's been an interesting journey. But I'm still going. And thanks to a lot of you in this church, you've helped, and maybe you don't even know how you've helped. But I want to say thank you to all of you, and especially thank you to God for where I am.
I'll take that kiss for God. I have some stuff to say, but...
Yeah, bring it on over here.
Okay. I think we're not finished yet.
Well, there's even more to this story in our family, because as you can imagine, when you take a child like that, there's a lot of challenges. and it's been especially difficult for Melinda. But through prayer, there's been peace brought into our home.
So, wow. You know, most often the kind of praying we do for one another is what's called intercessory prayer. We pray for one another's health. But most of these situations are spiritual and emotional needs rather than physical needs. And we're hearing that God answers those needs, that prayer works. So if the Bible tells us to pray, and we know that prayer works because we've seen it work in our lives and in other people's lives, why is it that often people are reluctant to pray? Anybody here feel that their prayer life is absolutely perfect? You pray just as much as you should and in all the ways you should at all the times you should? Okay, we all feel like our prayer lives could be better. What gets in the way? I didn't think anybody would want to answer that question, so I planted some answers among you. And Letha put her hand up. She's going to give us the first one of the reasons why people don't pray.
I chose this one because it's very true for me sometimes, and that is that we feel unworthy. I pray probably 10 times a day for Nick and Nate. They're definitely at the top of my prayer list always, but I sometimes feel like, why would God want to answer my prayer? I mean, there are so many people in need of prayer, but I think that's one reason people don't feel, or they are reluctant to pray, because you think, who am I that God would listen to me? But on the other hand, I say to you, look at these two boys, Nick and Nate.
Look at where they are.
Has prayer been answered? Yeah. Absolutely.
So this is one I've heard a lot. I planted each of these because they're reasons that people don't pray that I've heard in my years of ministry from folks who say that they're reluctant to pray for many different reasons. One of which is they think, why would God even answer me? Because I'm not worthy of even talking to God. And if we look carefully at this scripture where it says, the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective, then there may be reason for none of us to pray. For who among us is righteous? Scripture tells us not one of us is righteous on our own. So does that mean that it's contradicting itself and none of us should pray? Because we're not righteous? You don't feel righteous, do you, Letha? If you have to be righteous on your own merit, don't expect me to pray for you. See, our righteousness is imparted to us, imputed to us by Jesus. He's the righteous one. Even Elijah was not righteous. And look what his prayers accomplished. 3 years of drought. In fact, verse 17 says, Elijah was a human being like us. He was a folk hero to the Jewish people. When Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say that I am? Their answer was, well, some say you're Elijah. Because he was the famous rock star, superstar prophet. And he was the most exalted figure other than God that they thought they could compare Jesus to. And yet, James tells us Elijah was a human being like us. He had no righteousness of his own. And so, None of us are worthy to be heard by God, and God listens anyway. Not because we're worthy, but because God is worthy and hears us. What's another reason people don't pray? You got your own.
Yeah.
You just want to speak up and tell us your own.
Maybe sometimes when people don't pray, the answer is no to the prayer.
Ah, Amy has that one. You can... Yeah. Sometimes the answer is no or not yet or not in the way you want it to happen. And we like treating God like Santa Claus. You want to put your Amazon wish list out there for God to fill, right? How many of you actually know what an Amazon wish list is? Never mind. It's the greatest gift to mothers and grandmothers ever when your kids can put a wish list out there and all you have to do is click on it and know what they want for Christmas. We want to make a shopping list for God and tell God exactly what to do for us and when to do it. And we're disappointed when it doesn't happen our way. It's okay to be discouraged in prayer. But you see, the reason we pray is not to change God. It's not to change God's mind. Who has that one? Somebody has that one. Somebody has the one that says,
why bother?
Why bother? Yep, Candy, is that you? God is supreme and he's going to do what he wants to do anyway. God's plan will be fulfilled whether we pray or not, so why bother? Actually, that's not a bad reason not to pray. It recognizes that God is more exalted than we are and that we may not change God's mind. But it ignores the fact that the primary reason to pray is not to change God, but to change who? Us. Prayer, you see, is practicing the presence of God. That 10 times a day that you pray probably is more than 10 times a day because you're praying for other things too, Letha. But prayer is to get us in tune with God. I don't know exactly how intercessory prayer works. And don't ask me why sometimes people are healed and sometimes they aren't. There's a grand scheme of things and God can only see the entire picture. I can't. So I can't answer that question for you. I do know that often we understand things better in hindsight than in foresight or even in the present. But the way I imagine intercessory prayer working, and we're going to practice this in a minute, is as though each of us, you've seen crystal chandeliers with prisms hanging from them, and they take light and they multiply it and make rainbows. And anytime there's crystal, it just multiplies the light. Well, imagine that each of us is a prism that can capture God's light and direct it at Melinda. To me, that's how intercessory prayer works. It multiplies God's will, which is always for the good. What if we, each of us, as a prism redirecting God's light, focused it on Marilyn and her kidney problems? You see, I think that's how it works. I'm a visual person. I need to be able to imagine how this works. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Bible. It's just my imagination. But I do know that when we multiply prayers, there is a bonding, a strengthening, an undergirding for people that happens. As I've felt it, I've experienced it just like you have, Gloria. Who has another reason why people don't pray?
I don't think it works.
You don't think it works?
Can you prove to me that it makes things better?
Actually,
I'm pretty busy during the week.
You're busy. You're too busy to pray?
I got a list of work to do.
Letha's got a to-do list for you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have two reasons not to pray. People pray more when they come to church than they do at home. Yeah, as long as you're not there making out your to-do list, right, Dick? Okay. Well, I got a lot to answer to for Dick here. How much time does it take to pray?
Sometimes 10 minutes.
Sometimes 10 minutes. Okay. I'm just blank. He looks so sincere. I want to take him into the office and do some counseling with him. And I planted these with him.
Letha must have a really big list.
Letha must have a really big list. I think she does.
Nick has something he wants to say.
Okay. Yeah. What you got, Nick?
Sometimes people are too scared.
Sometimes people are afraid to pray. Why do you think somebody would be afraid to pray?
Because they probably don't know what to do.
They don't know how. Yeah. Actually, I planted that one with somebody. Who had that one? I don't have the words for it. Nick took that away from you. You didn't have to do it, Wayne. You don't really have to know how. Can everybody hear Wayne? He said, just talk to him like you'd talk to a friend. Prayer is just having a conversation with God like you would with a friend. It doesn't take special words. It just has to be heartfelt. That was a good one, Nick. Just tell him what's on your mind. Actually, that's the strangest thing, because God already, we believe God is omniscient, God knows everything, so God knows what's in our minds, right? If God is omniscient, God knows everything. But here's the thing. When we tell God what's going on inside us, sometimes we hear it for the first time and realize what's going on inside us. Talking with God not only shares us with God, which God already knows, but it helps us to recognize what's happening. I'll tell you, there are times when I pray and I can't believe the words that are coming out of my mouth. I think, boy, that's grandiose. Or I think, boy, that's selfish. Or I think, boy, that's demanding. And then I stop being grandiose, selfish, and demanding for about 30 seconds. It works. So sometimes when we share with God what's going on in us, our heartfelt feelings, etc., it helps us recognize what we didn't see in ourselves. Marilyn has her hand up, and I don't know what she's going to say because I didn't plan to an answer with her.
I wanted to say, if prayer works, and I didn't know if I had the energy, but I think I do. I think if Aiden could tell you if prayer works, he would say he prayed for a safe, loving home and a safe, loving family. But then if I could say how prayer works, I would say on the opposite end, we took him in. Everybody thought he was cute and little, and isn't he sweet? But he was looking for a safe home and someone that loved him. And we took him, and he's turned our life around. He's always going to be a lot of work, any kid is, but he's giving it back to me now because he's helping take care of me, and I don't feel good, and he knows it, and he's really helping me. So, you know, I would say that prayer works because now God's given it back to me. So I believe that prayer works.
We don't always get rewarded for the good deeds that we've done, but I'm glad you are, Marilyn. Dick said two things. I don't have enough time. And I planted that one with him. And the answer to that is, all you have to do is say, help. Anybody here can't do that? That's also the answer to Nick. You don't have to have the right words. But then Dick also said, does it work? Listening to Marilyn and Tiana and Jim and all the others, can you doubt that it works? I can't. I think there might be two more. And I'm drawing a blank on who I gave them to. Marianne has the last one. What if prayer actually worked? I think sometimes we're afraid of success. I think we're afraid to pray because it might work. I also know that sometimes when I've prayed and got what I wanted, it didn't turn out to be what I wanted at all. I got kids. They're messy. They're expensive. They're troublesome. They're hard to control. They break your heart. Who would want them? I do! What if prayer works? What if we actually felt the movement of the Holy Spirit and saw miracles happen? Would we even recognize them? Would we even say that's the result of God at work? Very often we say, my prayers were answered, as though it was all our effort and hard work. Just because we were persistent, we nagged God enough to get it done. Instead of attributing it to the right source, which is God. Dick, the answer to your prayer, the answer to your question is yes, prayer works. And I know that, and I wish I could show you the picture that I received at 7:30 this morning of my son holding his newborn daughter who was born last night at 6:30. Now, instead of clapping for that, I want you to listen carefully. This is the son who had chemotherapy and radiation that you prayed for 4 years ago, prayed him through a whole year of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, who was not supposed to be able to father a child because of the radiation and the chemo. Will you now give a great big round of applause to God? Yes, prayer works. But what it works at is not conforming God's will to ours, but us to God. Because when we truly listen to one another's needs and pray for one another and hold one another in prayer, we become God's instruments of grace. We get tuned. You have to tune a piano, don't you? To a particular chord. A chord that God created. We are like instruments that have to be tuned to God's grace. And so I ask you now, as we conclude this service, to be in prayer. We're not just talking about prayer today. We're going to do it. And so I want a little group of people right here around Maryland praying for Maryland. Al, will you lead them in prayer for Maryland? I know Al prays out loud. I won't call on anybody to pray out loud who isn't comfortable with it. So this section is going to come back here and surround Maryland. Will you do that? Choir, will you surround Terry and Gloria? And Marianne, I know you're a prayer warrior. Will you pray over them? And over Buzz. Buzz needs prayer. And I need volunteers to come over here and pray around Becky because both her mom and her husband are sick. And so somebody, Tiana, will you pray out loud? Okay. Well, Welshes, do you still need prayer? You do, don't you? And Ron needs prayer. You pray out loud. Will you go back and pray over them? Sure. Who needs prayer that I didn't identify? Oh, Melinda's on her way back. Okay, while we are praying over them, pray over Melinda too. Jeff needs prayer. Who wants to go back with me to the sound booth and pray over Jeff? We don't do this in worship, do we? Well, we do today. Come on with me.